And the chamber, of course, you had your monthly meeting yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was a short. Our meetings right now are pretty short, to the point. We do have, for all of our members, our annual meeting at East Campus next week at noon. Lunch will be provided, so if you are a member and would like to come, we'd love to have you. We got a big announcement coming up, and it's also the Chamber's 95th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we're excited for everything. Lots of planning still to come for that. And then we just talked about, we have a couple of ribbon cuttings that are up in the air but are planned in the very near future. We also have the bash in the works. We're moving along with that. That will be June 27th, and actually on the 26th, we will be showing Cars, Disney Cars 1, mm-hmm. free of charge at the Cars Under the Star movie, mm-hmm. outdoor movie theater. And then the next day in the evening is when the car show really vamps up. And then we will be showing Cars 3 at the Fox Theater during the car show. And we'll have the band Innocence. They'll be playing at Norris Alley. Some food trucks will be in town. Mm-hmm. All of it's free to attend. So you just need money for food and beverage. We will have a beer garden with the concert as well. So, come out. We want to make it family friendly. You know, the cruise will take place too. And lots of commercials will be starting up here in mm-hmm. the very near future for that. So, again, that's June 27th. And then July 16th is our third Thursday, the Sidewalk Sell event. And so be watching for that. A lot of the retailers have already been planning for that. We do have a retail meeting on Tuesday of next week. So any of my members who are retailers, please join us. It's at 10 a.m. at the Keystone, or we do have a Zoom link, too, that's in the e-blast. Heritage Days, we do have all that planning going on as well, and that's the week of September 19th. The theme is You Always Find Your Way Back Home, a homecoming theme, so we want to see all the retro University of Nebraska bison gear come out. So I did talk to the museum. We like to display some of those in storefronts. So if you're a member and you want to have decorate for the homecoming, we're excited for that. And then we also have our Educator of the Year Award. The deadline is tomorrow. I'll be putting the link on Facebook. There is a QR code already on our Facebook page. It's not a lot of questions. It's just to nominate an educator. And then once the deadline ends or comes, we will go through all of the teachers who are nominated. And it's for the area. It's down Southwest Public Schools, Oberlin, Hitchcock County, McCook, the college. Alan Strunk wanted to make sure to, and the Strunk family, to recognize those outstanding educators. And I wish we could recognize all of them. Mm-hmm. But two are selected, and the two teachers, they have a list of questions. Once they're nominated, I reach out to them, and it's kind of like an interview. They answer the questions, submit it back to me, and the committee will review those questions. And so from there, we surprise the educator, and there are two educators that will receive $2,500 plus the recognition of Educator of the Year. Again, that deadline is tomorrow, and we do have look on social media for that link. We'll have that on there. So, yeah.
That's always pretty cool, the Educator of the Year Award. That's, yes. That's really, really neat.
Yes. Last year, it was one of the educators was Deb Dunlin. Mm-hmm. And so her son was graduating, and so it was a lot of fun mm-hmm. in that gymnasium. You know, there's so many people. But I knew where she was sitting, and so I just focused on her the whole time and her reaction.
Because they don't never know, don't they?
They do not know.
Yeah.
No, they know that they were nominated because they have to answer the questions,
okay.
But they don't know how many people were nominated. And, yeah.
When they start hearing the little things about themselves, like, oh my gosh, she's talking about me.
Yes. So it is just an awesome. Yeah. And it's fun to be the chamber director and be able to award those teachers. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I started when I took the position was I also go into the classrooms of the teachers who are nominated and have the class recognize that teacher. Mm-hmm. And so it's a thankless job.
Cool.
And we appreciate all that they do. So any questions, you can reach me at the office at 345-3200. Our Facebook page is McCook Chamber of Commerce. Again, that's where the form will be if you want to link there, or if you want to call the office or email me at director@mccookchamber.org. I can send the link over as well. Vendor registrations for Heritage Days, that's up on the website. So we're just moving forward with all the events. And again, if you are a chamber member and would like to attend the annual meeting, lunch is provided. It is on East Campus. It's next Wednesday at noon.
A lot of things going on.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, you meet every third Wednesday. Just think next month, graduation's on the 8th. Your next meeting will be on the 20th then.
Yes.
And then
state tennis is
the week after that.
Well, it's
it's late. Okay.
It's after Memorial Day.
Yeah, because on the 25th and 25th, right? Is that right? Or 20, I forgot the dates.
26, and I think it starts on the 26th.
Because the 25th is Memorial Day. They're not going to have that, so it's after Memorial Day. Okay.
Yeah,
I remember Matt talking about the changes this year with the schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for the seniors because you're kind of mentally done. You're checked out. You're done. And so I know, like with Abby, she'll be working a lot. And so trying to fit in that tennis practice.
Right.
Yeah. It'll have to be a priority, though.
Yeah. They'll get it. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. You bet. You bet. You got a busy summer ahead. Lots of good stuff coming up. But summer into the fall, don't you?
Yes. And it's just like, just keep running. It's what it feels like. But I was just telling one of my members this morning that I still love this job. Uh-huh. So not going anywhere. And the events get stressful. You put in a lot of hours, but it's so worth it because of the memories that we're making for the next generation. And for the residents and for the visitors, mm-hmm. and try to hopefully get those visitors to the kids that graduate to come back home, want to live here. So just keep moving forward. A lot of things are happening in McCook, and it's an exciting time to be a part of it.
You bet it is. You bet it is. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.